A little boy was overheard praying, "Lord, if you can't make me a better boy, don't worry about it. I'm having a real good time like I am." Without knowing what to pray for, we too tend to pray for the wrong things. But Jesus says in John 16 and verse 24, "Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full." But what should we ask God for? Well, every day, we need to ask God for His mercy. We are all in desperate need of God's mercy. One individual said, "Faults in others I can see, but praise the Lord, there's none in me." Don't believe that for one moment. Compared with a spotless, sinless character of Christ, there is a multitude of character deficiencies that you and I possess. In Isaiah chapter 6, the prophet has a vision of God in all of His holiness, and his immediate reaction is to say, "Woe is me." The interesting thing is that this man had been a prophet for years. In fact, we have 5 chapters of his sermons before he ever saw God in this wonderful way. And in the first 5 chapters of the book of Isaiah, he's busy pointing the finger and pronouncing woes on different groups of people, until finally he gets to the point in his own life in chapter 6 where he says, "Woe is me." Because the closer we get to God, the less we see of others' faults, especially those in our own home and family and church, and the more we see our own faults and our own desperate need of God's mercy every single day. My name is Morris Hull, and you've been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org.